This is HPR episode 2660 entitled, Installing a Bootloader on an Arduino. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 7 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Ken uses Arduino Uno to load a bootloader on an Arduino Nano.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio, and today we're going to be burning a bootloader to an Arduino. And the reason I'm recording this show is that I did the first one without a problem, because I followed the instructions, and the other two was a little bit later in the evening, and I was beating my head against a wall and could not figure out what was going on. So this episode is actually targeted at myself in 6 months' time when I definitely need to do this again. Warning that I am no expert here when it comes to this sort of stuff, so I'm just basically learning myself. And I had ordered 3 Arduino Unos, or clones of, for a tenner from one random Chinese site. There's lots of them out there. And they came without their headers soldered on, but thanks to Mr. X's episodes, we all know how to solder now. And I soldered those on. Tip, the headers for the digital in and digital out I put on the bottom, and the headers for the programming interface I figured would be handy to put on the top. That way they'll fit very nicely into a breadboard, so that's kind of cool. So I learned quite a lot about desoldering there, just hint to yourself. So anyway, the first one of these, I followed some instructions and got it programmed without a problem. And then subsequently, I tried to do it again and it failed. And it failed with the other two as well. So I had no idea what was going on and what was the problem. So I slept on it overnight. And yeah, sometimes you just have to walk away from it. And then I realized I made one mistake, and that was not loading the sketch properly. So now I will kind of put in a link to learn.sparkfun.com/tutorials/installing-an-arduino-bootloader. Excellent little tutorial there. Basically tells you what a bootloader is, little bit of a program similar to a BIOS, they say, for either loading a program or running a program. So you pretty much need it. There are dedicated programmers out there that you can use. Or you can use it using the in-circuit serial programming, ICSP, using a working Arduino. So if you've got an Arduino, in my case, I've got an Arduino Uno, and I want to program 3 Arduino Nanos, or clones of, then this is the instructions that you should follow. What you will need is, I have some cables. Let me see what they're called. And they've got a pin on one side and a female thingy on the other side. So male on one side, female on the other. Just happens to be the way the pins are on my thing. So basically you need a way of connecting wires from the Arduino into the Nano, in my case. So the one that you're trying to program into the one that you're programming with. Okay, so the pin connections vary between device. So there's a helpful guide on that page that I linked you to, but it basically, you put 5 volts to pin 2, ground to pin 6, so basically, let me see, pin 13 goes to, digital 13 goes to, well, if we look at it from the point of view of the header, so we're looking at the header on the thing you're trying to program, there's 6 of them. And integrated circuits, they pin, find pin 1 as labeled. It's usually, and set that to the top left-hand corner. And then the pin numbers also for chips as well goes anti-clockwise around or counterclockwise. So top left, so northwest, then west, then southwest, southeast, east, and northeast. So if you can get the idea there, pin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that's what we'll be referring to. So pin 1 is in the top left. And that is goes to digital pin 12. Pin 2 goes to digital pin 13. Pin 3 goes to digital pin 10. Pin 4, that one is on the bottom right-hand corner, goes to ground. Pin 5 goes to digital 11. And pin 6 goes to 5 volts. Okay, now once you have that done, you need to go to open up an Arduino and you go File, Examples. So find Arduino ISP. Yeah? And then you plug in a USB cable to the one that you're programming with. So the one that you're trying to program is now dangling off the main one. And your programming with that cable is plugged in. And then you press the upload button. Once that's it, you go to burn bootloader, and that should be it. You want to make sure that you're set to whatever the board is, the target board. In my case, it's the Arduino Uno, and the port is USB, blah, blah, blah. But that's what should work. So three things you need. You need the connections all right, all correct. You need to power the main board. You need to load the example sketch for programming Arduino.isp, and you need the programmer set to Arduino as an ISP. So those three things. All of them are detailed in this page that I'm going to send you to. So File, Examples, 11 Arduino ISP, and then COM port, you set that to the right COM port, upload your code to turn it into blah, and then you set your board to Arduino Uno. And then you programmer is Arduino ISP as an ISP. And then you do the bootloader. Okay, so that's it. How difficult was that? Time machine, go back to myself last night, slap myself about the face. And that's the answer. The answer is RTFM, I guess, to myself. Okay, anyway, that was it. That was today's show. Not a lot to it, but kind of really cool now because I've gotten from having one Arduino working to having four. So that's some projects coming up. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.